See, these are the kind of things that the election committee could go right away and report, or they could report to the chair, and the chair could talk to the NES by email, so that and carbon copy the committee, so we know things were sent and that she is, you know, responsible for whatever we sent her. Okay, so this is what I'm. I think the NES needs to hear that we have so many candidates that are not putting their statement out. And that candidate told me, well, others are not doing so. Okay. All right. If there's any other thing that you think of, please send it to this group. And the next time we meet, July 23rd is a Friday. Okay. If the elections committee gets started and they want that date, is it all right with this committee, this task force, if we let the election committee take the Friday and we go back to the first Wednesday?
Nancy, I have a question about that.
Yes, go ahead.
There was some discussion at one of the previous meetings as to whether we were going to meet on a monthly basis, which I think was the original schedule we were operating on, and now we seem to be meeting weekly. How is that going to continue? Or we said the first Wednesday, which implies that would be a monthly schedule.
Yes, we did. And it's scheduled throughout the rest of the year, the first Wednesday. And I remember Janine Ron said that she wanted us, she asked us to meet if we wanted to meet on the Friday, today, the 16th, and the committee said okay. So we were, and then in the meanwhile, we're supposed to be getting input from everybody, and I don't know how many people are going to be on the task force. The task force could meet another day too, a Friday that the elections committee is not meeting, or a Saturday or Sunday, but it's up to the task force and the majority of the task force what they want to do.
I apologize, Nancy, but one more comment on that. I think we really need to establish a firm, regular meeting date, because we've been, I don't know how long we've been meeting as a group, but we've been kind of, we've been flailing about a little bit in terms of establishing when we're going to meet, and that's bad for attendance. You know, if we get a firm, solid date and we repeat it so that it becomes a habit with people and they can put that time aside regularly in their schedule, it's easy. This is just my experience. It's easier for people to attend, and you get much better attendance.
Yes, I agree with you. I agree with you. However, we have so many time-sensitive stuff, and if the election committee is not going to meet, and they haven't met yet, it's on us. It's on us to get something done. And I think that's why maybe Janine wanted to put it Friday, but she didn't come tonight. I don't know. Maybe she had to work. That's why we had put extra days. Okay.
Preference is that we conduct ourselves by sending emails to each other and don't try to set a fixed meeting date at all. We just do our business by email.
I think we need a little of both, Alan, because some people miss their emails. I mean, they get them, but there's so many emails, they miss them. That's why I'm using a text circle, so we have another way of communicating. And I made a new circle because Bartstrom's telephone number was given to a – I mean, it was not his number that Otis gave me. It was Sharon Adams' number. That's why we had – and she asked – but her name came out as Daniel Borgstrom. You know, she asked, get me off this list, you know. Okay.
By the way, Nancy, what I said a moment ago was not an implied criticism of you. I realize it's been difficult to schedule because there are so many other meetings.
Yes,
and there's always a conflict.
Yes, some people do not like Fridays. And then we don't really know what is the best day, Wednesday or Friday. We really don't know because we have not made a poll, you know. I guess we don't really know who is really serious about this meeting. So I was I was giving to everybody, you know, who wanted to be on the task force. And then there is this little rule that you're supposed to get the permission of your LSB to be on the task force. And so anybody can be on the task force, but they need to get the blessing of the LSB. And so that's, yeah. Okay. All right. If there's no other discussion, I'm going to...
Nancy, this is Beth.
Yes, Beth.
I remember you mentioning that before, and I remember asking you where that little rule is from.
What rule?
And the one about that you're supposed to get the permission of your LSB. My understanding is that you know, people are elected to the committees, the national committees, but the task forces are open to anyone who wants to take part. That's been what what have other people heard? Is this?
No, they have to get the permission of the LSB, and the secretary takes the name, and the secretary sends the name to the PMB secretary, who and they could send it both at the same time to Otis, so that they get those volunteers that want to be on the task force get their automatic reminders.
And where is that written? Where is that? What is that rule from?
It's not written, but it is a custom. When we start at January or February, we start electing the delegates for the PNB committees, and then we start taking volunteers for the task force. They have to be anybody who gets on any LSB committee has to have the blessing of the LSB.
Amendment to the Constitution. You all have the right to talk. You can send each other emails all you want. You don't have to be on a commission or a committee to send emails.
At the beginning of this year, at the beginning of last year, we sent around an actual sign-up sheet, a physical hard copy piece of paper, and I put my name on everything, all the slots where we were supposed to show what we wanted to do. We haven't met physically this year. So at the beginning of this year, in one of our LSB meetings, one of our earlier LSB meetings, the chair asked each of us to indicate in an email to our secretary what local committees we intended to work on, what other and for those of us with national commitments, those who were elected to national committees also listed those. I listed all the committees and all the task forces on both of the boards that I sit on. And I listed everything I did last year, and separately I listed everything I intended to do this year, and I've made good on my commitments. And I sent that to our secretary and never got a comprehensive spreadsheet back about who on our LSB was committed to what. And when I tried to follow up on it months later, it turns out no one else replied to her. I turned out to be the only one who had. So I've done everything that was asked of me at the local level, and I keep showing up. I was encouraged unofficially to take part in the development task force also, which I have been doing now since last year. And in fact, it started to meet again because it hadn't been meeting, and I asked that we reinitiate it. They needed a liaison or whatever we call it, a connection with the PNB, and so I offered to be that person, and so I am that person. But there's never been a formal process at our LSB, and there's no rule that I can cite. There's no written rule that I can cite.
There should be a rule in the bylaws that the committee members have to be approved by the LSB.
Committee members. But this is, I mean, I wasn't, I ended up cycling off this subcommittee last year because of that rule. But now that it's a task force, the bylaws, as if I'm not mistaken, don't address the issue of task forces.
Okay, maybe we may make a motion at the next governance meeting, because this has just been a habit at my station. When we take the delegates elections for the national committees, then we go, we've got that all done, then we ask for task force volunteers, and they're given to the secretary of the LSB at the LSB meeting. So the LSB approves these things as they're being taken. I mean, if there was anybody that wanted to be on the task force that the LSB did not approve of representing the station, I've never heard of anybody denying anybody doing that. But
what about, I submitted my name when I was asked. I submitted my name to the secretary when I was asked to do that, and that's the last I heard of it. And no one said no, and no one said yes.
James, may I speak?
I think James wants to speak.
Angie?
Yeah, James, go ahead.
Thank you. And I apologize, Beth.
That's okay.
I think what we're hearing here is a phenomenon that occurs in Pacifica, which is the PNB does things differently than the LSCs, and the LSCs do things differently from each other. And frequently these things are not codified, and there are some people who would like for things to be done the same everywhere because that makes for consistency and it's easier to learn what the rules are, or as Nancy is calling the practices, or I forget what word she was using, but another word for it is precedent. If the bylaws are silent, there is no rule, sometimes we start engaging in practices and we call them precedents, and they, you know, are considered to be legitimate because they've been adopted and practiced for a period of time. Of course, there's no specifics on how long it has to be followed, et cetera. But personally, I'm kind of in favor of having the rules be relatively uniform throughout the network. And, you know, that's something that the bylaws amendments subcommittee or task force could work on. But other people are happy that each station can have its individual personality and whatever works for them, or whatever their precedent has been for years is the way they prefer to continue it. So you have different opinions on that subject, but there you have it.
Okay. If, say, task force, somebody comes to the meeting and has a notorious reputation and volunteers to be on the task force to represent the station. And so if the LSB thought it might be damaging, I think the LSB has a right to say, you know, vote the way they want. I don't think it's good to have it anybody representing the station. If you think about it a little bit, but that's just my opinion. But
my point was that PNB task forces do things differently than LSB task forces. For example, we have a fundraising task force from our LSB, and they say there anybody can go and attend. It's wide open. But I, as you point out, at some stations, maybe all stations, I don't know, the LSB appoints people to attend the PNB task force. So it's just there's a lot of variety in the way stations do things and have done things over time.
I think this is a very tiny problem because we hardly ever get enough volunteers to do delegates or national committees or even national task force. We just hardly ever get enough volunteers. I think it's a small problem. But in the case of somebody really a disruptive person, I think the LSB would have a right to vote whether to have that person or allow that person to represent the station. I just think that's you know, representation, right?
Okay. Anybody has the right to, you know, ask someone to leave a meeting. And, you know, there are procedures in Robert's Rules for the discipline of members. So, yes, there are ways to do that, and that can be done. And, it's, you know, sometimes it becomes necessary. That's absolutely right. And you are correct. And I meant to say that, but I forgot to at the end of what I was saying a moment ago. And that is that, yeah, the real problem is we don't have enough people who are willing to come in and do the work. And it is a small problem about, you know, how do we finesse it and what are the rules of how to do it. The real problem is getting people who want to come in and not just have meetings and talk, but want to actually do some work, which is the nature of a task force. And you're right, that is the problem, Nancy.
So, okay, I'll try to write this and get it out tonight, these minutes. Okay. We've done right now, how long have we done? I don't want to keep people. Oh, we've done quite a bit. Let's see, from 7:30 we started, 8:30, now almost 9 o'clock now. So what did we do? Now let me think, 7:30, 8:30. Oh, we've done an hour and not quite hour and a half. All right. So the action item is that I check with Paulina and Otis. And if they don't have it, I go to the LSB secretaries to find out who's on the elections committee and entice them to call a meeting. And shall we give them the minutes of tonight and the minutes of last time, and they can pick and choose just suggestions for them to work on? They need to start handling problems. I know we're going to have problems, like candidate forms. I heard they've started already at KPFK. I think one was today. We hardly ever have candidate forums at KPFT. We didn't have any playing of the cards in the last election. And staff, if they're lucky, they'll have one candidate forum. We should have some required, at least virtually, for the staff to see, maybe timed after or before a staff meeting. I mean, it's just like staff don't have enough chance to meet each other. Sort of think
Nancy,
about, yes, go ahead.
Nancy, is that an official election-supervised candidate form? Because the candidate pool hasn't been certified yet, has it?
No. I'm talking about past elections at KPFT.
Very loud. You meant for this election. I'm sorry.
This is Beth to the staff.
Yes, Beth. Go ahead.
Yes, I attended the event earlier this afternoon. I'm getting a feedback.
Yeah, big echo.
Yeah. I don't know what that is. If somebody has more than one device,
do
you have headphones?
I have headphones on, yeah, but it hasn't been a problem until now. I only have the one device open.
Oh, yeah, it's not echoing now. Go ahead, Beth.
Okay, well, I attended that event earlier this afternoon. It wasn't a forum. It was, what did they call it? Let me open that email. It was...
Is that Andrew Weiss's listener forum?
No, it was hosted by our local elections supervisor, and it was specifically to answer questions for candidates about to help them through the process, and also it was opened to candidates and nominators, so that nominators could hear candidates. And candidates could be heard by nominators who could then nominate them because some still need nominated. And it was open to anyone who wanted to come. A couple extra people came who weren't in either of those categories, but I am getting a very confusing delayed echo there. But it was well conducted. The National Election Supervisor showed up briefly. I guess she'd been lurking for half an hour or so, and I think she sort of flustered our local one when she appeared, but it all went very well. It was, I think, a new experience for them, and so they're still working on the procedures, but in general, it went quite well. I'm glad they're going to repeat it tomorrow. I should say, not redo this one, but host a second session. For anyone who, BIAC was gone. Thank you, whoever did whatever worked. But they're hosting a second session tomorrow for anyone who wasn't free to come today.
Is that just KPFK or can anyone attend?
It's KPFK, but I'm guessing that it's an open. That it's an open meeting, and you could I can send you the email address for our election supervisor if you'd like to watch, if you'd like
to
ask.
Thank you. Yeah, I love that. Thank you.
I can't think of any reason they wouldn't exclude. Sure, I'd be happy to do that. Anything else?
How do y'all feel about candidate forums on the air.
Yeah, we've had them.
Oh, yeah, we've had them. I think they're much more informative than in a virtual Zoom meeting, which is only people that have the ability to do that. But
on
the
air, stage fright, but they're good.
Yeah, but on the air, I think it should be, because not everybody has Wi-Fi devices.
Our problem at KPFK, our problem is getting cooperation from the staff to put anything on the air that has to do with communicating with listeners.
That has got to stop. That is awful.
Tell me about it. Tell me about
it.
If anybody has any suggestions, let me know. I've about reached the end of my rope with
How
that.
About probation? Putting people on probation. I mean, you're not docking their salary, but at least you get somebody else in there.
There is discussion about that going on.
I mean, that's terrible.
Yeah,
you allow these people to do this? I mean, you're LSP,
allow
you have to defend. Yeah.
Every motion that I've drafted since I got to that board has to do with compliance with the requirements of on-air, refraining from on-air violations and in complying with the requirement for reports to the listener and call-in and that sort of thing. Every motion I've drafted, every resolution that's been passed from what I've drafted, and we have yet to see any result. And I'm done waiting. I'm really done waiting. So...
When do y'all get your new manager? Have you gotten a date?
September 15th, he'll be with us. We're told. As of last night, that announcement was made.
The election will be over then.
Yeah, it's 2 months yet. We wait 2 more months. So that's...
okay, then you've got to get Mo Thomas's aboard. You've got to get him aboard. And you
okay,
got to
we're getting really close to discussing personnel matters.
Yeah, you're right.
And so
you're right.
I've stated what the issues are, and I've stated our experience, and I'm refraining from naming names, but people who know who they are. And those chickens are about to come home to roost. Let's just leave it at that.
And Beth has a hen house.
Well, I don't know what
we're going
to do at KPFT. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen at KPFT. I really don't.
Ben von Guten, this is Oscar. How are you guys doing?
Hi. Hey, Oscar.
Hey, careful.
You have more. Welcome.
Careful with those statements, because remember that for less than that, we have to admonish people.
Yes.
Well,
that's why I cautioned people who ventured into that territory. But thank you for coming,
Oscar. Do you have some comments to make about the elections or governance?
Well, yeah, pretty much. I think the general perception that the fact that the New Day Pacifica won. With the listeners, definitely is because of all the money. I've been having a conversation with somebody who I kind of knew halfway, and looks like there was a lot of stuff, and I'm trying to collect that stuff, because since that they got mailers that we were not aware from some other different organizations, but everything regarding supporting the Yes. Faction. So I'm going to try to get ahead of that, because that it seemed like obscene amount of mailers and information that we didn't have a parity with, and I'm wondering how much of that stuff was illegal to begin with. So yeah, other than that, well, kind of happy and just keep going. This is pretty much what we need to do. In regarding our new manager, see, already we saw a lot of people completely disengaged of now knowing how the process even the process was of getting a new KPFK general manager, even questioning the democratic way of the whole process, almost ignoring the task force was created and it was democratically elected and all that stuff. But we know that there are the trolls, the forever trolls. But we gotta be careful for that. And just without trying to sound any particular way, probably the name and Spanish name in there or close to Spanish looks like makes a lot of people uncomfortable. Just once they're gonna get there to see what's going on our station. But let's keep working, everybody, and of course, thank you to a lot of you. Everybody worked really hard on this thing for second time, so I'm really glad to be in this with this exquisite company. Thank you so much.
You too. You're exquisite.
Such a pleasure to have you with us, Oscar.
Okay. So I will do my action item to try to contact who is on this election committee and ask them to please meet. And the next meeting of this committee, how does everybody feel? Any suggestions? Shall we put a tentative date? How about 23rd or 30th?
How about the first Wednesday of August?
I think that's too far away because if the election committee does not meet, then nothing gets done. And then August comes, and August 15th, the ballots go out. And I'm worried if they don't get together, then it's up to us to do something. That's what I repeated this already. I shouldn't repeat. I know a lot of you people are too busy and too, you've got so much on your plate. I understand that. So this task force, that's the beauty of it. It can be people that don't have that much responsibility on meetings and maybe have more time and interest in making some reform. Once you start thinking about elections, all the tricky things, then you can give the you can pass things, you make motions, you can make additions to the fair campaign provisions so that the NES has to follow those. It's not a choice. We had YouTube videos at one time and one election. Each candidate was standing in front of KPFD and it went on YouTube. Those things are still up. And that was 2016 election, I think. I don't remember now, one of those elections. Is this something that the Elliot came up with? Okay. Shall we say tentatively the 23rd, that's a Friday from now. And if the elections committee is going to meet and use that day, then we'll give it to them kindly. How about that? Is that fine? I don't hear nay or yay.
Well, you know that my feeling is there is no such thing as an elections committee. It has never been created. And it makes people angry to hear me say that, so I won't say it anymore.
Alan, I was on the election committee, I think, three different elections. It exists.
Find me the place where it was created, and I'll believe it exists.
It's in the bylaws. It's not in the bylaws. It doesn't even say programming committee either. It says coordinating, finance, personnel, and what else? I know in the 2016 bylaws I have, it does not have, but the PNB has the freedom to make any advisory committee that they want. And if that bylaws were changed, we might want to put programming and elections as a committee. Anyway, we have to That too we need to think about. Those things are not done. But we need to, I know if we don't do anything, there's going to be horrible things happening in elections. They always are. If we can think on these details and anyway, and NES comes to the elections committee. I mean, I only had one election. It was the 2016 election. That election supervisor was sick most of the time and did not attend the meetings. But she had a reason, you know, she was sick. So that's what happened there. But all the other election committees I were on, the NES showed up and wanted to hear what we had to say and was asking us for help in some ways. Okay, so I get the committee does not want to meet. Is that right? So I don't want us to do that, just not meet. Just the people who want to come, because I'm sure there's some people that have. I opened it up because we agreed we're going to open it up to the LSBs. So this time I sent to all five LSBs, and Oscar showed up. So that's nice. Oscar, we got Oscar. There are people that are, you know, interested. We have a definite meeting posted for the first Wednesday of the month, but that is the task force. So that's there. Y'all don't want to have another meeting? Just a date, a tentative date on a Friday, just in case the elections doesn't get together? Hello? We have a whole bunch of other things. Yes.
What was the option again? You said that Friday the 23rd or the first Wednesday?
Or the 30th. The 23rd or the 30th of July. Let me look at my calendar. I'm not sure.
The 23rd is the only day that doesn't work for me. Anything else, I don't think it matters. For me, I think.
Okay, let me see. 23rd is a Friday and 30th is a Friday. Okay. All right. How about 30th we meet? And in between we do lots of emails to see if it actually happens. And maybe we put something colorful, like a green ball, or I'm just suggesting, you don't have to do this, but it's so, I know you PNB directors and some of you who are not PNB directors get lots of emails, so you cannot find things. Anyway, maybe I'm thinking too much detail, but at least we have the text circle and it's up to date now. I may add Oscar to the task force text circle. Okay, shall we? Do I have a motion to adjourn? Or let's see, what time is it? It's now 10. It's 10:08 in East Coast. We've gone already what 1 hour and a half? No, is that right?
8:30.
Yeah, 1.5 hour. Shall we adjourn and have a good weekend?
Good weekend to everybody. A second.
We don't need a second. Okay, thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Okay. Good night. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you all. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.